It is time for Vet Talk on KDOM. It's brought to you each Tuesday morning as a service of the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic. Today we're talking with Tony Fogland, a vet assistant. And Tony, you've been around for 6 months about?
Yeah, I've been over here, for about 6 months at the vet clinic here.
All right. Well, I think this is the first time we've got to talk with you.
I think I did one vet talk, I think it's 2 weeks ago, and it was really fun.
It
was really fun to do it.
That's right. Okay, well, let's jump right into it. Here we are. Fall is definitely in the air. Cooler weather. And it kind of, we talked with Dr. Kent about how it affects livestock, but cooler weather affects pets, too.
Oh, absolutely. And we definitely got some things we want to watch for when it comes to fall pet dangers.
Okay.
And in the fall, temperatures drop, rodents and things like that like to head for warmer temperatures, so they like to come in your house. So some people like to use rodenticides, different pest control chemicals. And that's something that we need to be very careful with, because if our pets ingest that, it can be highly toxic to them. So definitely we want to be careful when we're dealing with rodents that come into our houses during the cold month when the fall kicks off. And then a lot of people like to change their engine coolant in their cars. And, of course, the coolant that we use in our cars, you got to be very careful and disposal of it, because it can be very toxic to pets. So we definitely want to make sure that we're, when we're draining the coolant out of our radiators and things like that, or storing the necessary coolants for your vehicle, that your pets don't have access to that.
Now, do I remember hearing that antifreeze has a real sweet taste that dogs like?
Yeah, absolutely. It has a sweet smell and a sweet taste to it. And a dog finds a puddle of that, they're going to want to drink it up. So if you do have a spill out in your garage or something, you definitely want to get that cleaned up as quick as possible so your pets don't start drinking on that.
So what happens if your dog, if you know that your dog got into some decon or antifreeze, what do you do?
Well, the first thing you do is you give us a call at the vet clinic right away, because time is the essence of treating, any poisoning, because that's what you'd be dealing with. And the longer you wait, it can do more damage to the internal organs of the pet. And yeah, except definitely, if you even suspect that your dog got into a pest, pest control chemicals, or had gotten into radiator coolant, definitely you want to give us a call immediately.
Okay, and it can definitely cause death, correct?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Some of those chemicals and some of those pest control chemicals, coolants, they can be fatal to pets. So you definitely want to keep those in out of reach places for pets, and definitely if you even suspect an exposure or an ingestion, to give us a call immediately.
And then can you help with the pet, or do they need to bring them in to see you?
Yeah, they would definitely have to come in and see our vets here. And we have 24-hour emergency call lines here, so if it happens over the middle of the night, she just has to give us a call, and we have on-call vets that will come in, and they will definitely assist in any which way possible. And if there needs to be a referral to another vet, they would, of course, do that as well.
Okay.
But definitely, we would be your first stop.
The key is do not wait.
Yeah, do not wait. Absolutely.
Very good.
We also got a few other things that come with fall here. We got back-to-school supplies for the kids that, if dogs or cats manage to eat glue sticks, pencils, magic markers, and pets are like kids, they'll get into stuff. if they were to, ingest these, they could get intestinal blockages, they could get, even just an upset stomach where they're not going to eat. But you definitely want to keep those supplies, keep the kids' backpacks out of range of your dogs and cats. And of course, like I said with our prior subject, if you even suspect that your pet has ingested a pencil or marker or paper clips or anything from school, we are definitely here around the clock and you want to call.
Very good. All right. Tony, anything else we need to be on the lookout for?
of course, we got, you know, when it gets cold, we get, you know, wildlife starts stirring, moving around a little bit. So you want to watch, you might have, like, especially if you have garages that are open or anything like that, you might end up with, of course, skunks, raccoons, any number of animals in the garages. And if your pet happens to encounter one of those, it's important that your pet's, you know, shots are up to date.
Very good.
Because a lot of those wild animals, especially raccoons and skunks, they can carry rabies, and they can definitely, they can put a hamper on your pet for absolutely certain.
Yeah, better safe than sorry for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Tony, well, we appreciate you talking to us. And again, time is of the essence. So the 24-hour hotline is definitely valid. And what is that number for people?
Our office line here is 507-831-1473, and it's after hours. That number gets routed to our answering service that goes right to our on-call vets.
Very convenient. You only have one number you need to worry about.
Yes, and if you come to the vet clinic and it's after hours, we got the emergency number posted right on our front door.
All right. Tony, well, we appreciate you talking with us today.
You betcha. It was fun.
Absolutely. And that will do it for Vet Talk this morning on KDOM. It's brought to you each Tuesday morning as a service of the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Windham.